Join Bloomberg in San Francisco or virtually on May 7th for The Future Investor, Data-Powered Transformations. This 2024 event series will examine how data is not only playing a pivotal role in investment decisions, but serves as a driving force behind the construction of innovative, investable enterprises. This series is proudly sponsored by Invesco QQQ. Register at BloombergLive.com/futureinvestor/radio.
Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
From Bloomberg World Headquarters, I'm Charlie Pellett. Stocks lower. This update brought to you by National Realty, providers of 100% satisfaction guaranteed New York City Realty Investments. See them at NRIA.net. Stocks retreated. S&P 500 index down for the sixth time in 7 days amid selling in healthcare and technology shares that have been the market's weakest all year. S&P 500 index down 6 to 2,071, a drop of 0.3%. Dow Industrials down 57, a drop also of 0.3%. NASDAQ down 44, a drop of 0.9%. The 10-year down 8/32, the yield there 1.60%. Gold up 3/10 the ounce to 1301, a gain of 0.2%. Crude up 4.1%, up $1.89 a barrel, 48.10 right now on West Texas Intermediate. I'm Charlie Pellett, and that's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
You're listening to Taking Stock with Kathleen Hayes and Pim Fox on Bloomberg Radio.
Viacom and Sumner Redstone. Well, Viacom projecting poor results for its quarter ending this month, but the company's shares, well, they seem to be following the potential moves of the chief executive, Philippe Dowman. Is he closer to an exit? Well, let's find out more from Porter Bibb. He is managing partner, MediaTek Capital Partners. You can be followed on Twitter at Porter3. All right, Porter Bibb, give us your estimate of Philippe Dowman. Will he be the chief executive of Viacom come Labor Day?
Absolutely not. He's on the down escalator right now, and they're holding the exit doors wide open for him. His only hope right now, frankly, is the delays that the three or four legal actions that are pending right now might take over the course of a slow summer. But he's definitely out of the picture.
Well, Porter Bibb, why did he do this? I mean, why did Sumner Redstone decide this was time for him to go?
Well, I'm not sure it was entirely Sumner's decision. I think Sherry Redstone, who has made a rapprochement with her father after many, many years of estrangement, she has a very clear picture of the fact that over the last 5 years, Phil Dowman has lost almost half of the share value, the market value of Viacom. And he's shown absolutely no inclination of being able to reverse that trend.
Porter, what if you could tell us about the actual businesses and whether they will be combined if indeed Mr. Dowman leaves Viacom?
Well, there's a lot of talk right now on the street about putting CBS and Viacom together when they were split. When half a dozen years ago, Redstone thought he could take one and one and create four or five out of separate entities. That hasn't happened. One and one now equal about one and a half, not two. And Les Moonves is the real star of this sordid tale because he's done miracles with CBS without any real global franchise, without a whole lot of content creativity beyond the basic CBS network. And he's shown a very daring and leadership position in terms of network chief executives in going over the top before and separately from his competition.
So, you just said that you didn't think that Sherry Redstone wants to run the company. You have
that. Well, that's her declared position. She has met frequently with Doman and with Moonves, and is pretty articulate about the fact that she's trying to preserve the value of the Redstone Trust and maximize the value that Doman is seeing dissipate every day in Viacom.
So if that's the case, and with the potential ouster of these five Viacom directors, what do you think is motivating Sherry Redstone?
Value. She wants to get the best value she can for Viacom. I don't think she ever intends and never has intended to get involved in direct management. She's vice chairman right now of both companies, and she's going to do whatever she can to maximize the value of Viacom. CBS is probably fully valued right now with not a lot of growth opportunity. The word on the street is that these companies have to come back together. Les Moonves is not particularly enamored of that idea, but I think that it's very likely that once the Doman situation is resolved and the new board that Redstone has nominated it takes place, and that's sometime late summer. He's done a very judicious and appropriate job of getting approval of the Delaware Chancery Court, and that might take 6 to 8 weeks. But once the new board, which is a highly competent, independent board, is in place, Doman's gone, the old board, which is heavily leaning toward Mr. Doman, will also vacate, then there will be a move to put the companies together, and that will probably trigger the interest of some white knight acquirers, of which there is no limit.
Well, then, is this the time to buy Viacom?
I think that you're already seeing the stock go away. Went up a little bit better than 1% today, just on the news of the change of board members that Redstone announced yesterday. I think you have to realize that this is a content company. Viacom has terrific underperforming cable networks: MTV, Nickelodeon, BET, Comedy Central. They are certainly terrific brands that have seen better days, but they still have a great value in terms of the archival content and the potential under new management to become very, very prominent over-the-top distribution channels again. They also have Paramount Pictures, which Dowman has tried to find a minority investor in, and somebody is going to see that as not only a huge library of great product, but a potential global motion picture company.
Porter Big, thank you so much for joining us. Managing partner, MediaTek Capital Partners. Thank you for joining us on Taking Stock right here on Bloomberg Radio.
Coming up on Bloomberg Law, a new hedge fund insider trading case that is revealing the flow of information between Wall Street and Washington, D.C. That's next.
The countdown has begun. From May 14th to 16th, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections, gain unique insights, and uncover valuable opportunities in one of the world's most rapidly rising regions. Request your invite for this exclusive event at QatarEconomicForum.com.